This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. What is soil health? In fact, what is a healthy soil? As far as I can tell, there are no specific conditions to define a healthy soil. Generally, the health of a soil is comparison to certain parameters to other soils, though ill-defined is a bit of a hot topic in agriculture. However, we do know that certain agricultural practices will tend to greater soil health over a period of time. Given a long enough time scale, the greater soil health can lead to reduced fertilizer and herbicides. It can also lead to better water infiltration and retention, which can lead to better yields. Some of the benefits can happen in a matter of years, while others can take decades to become obvious. Much of the time when people say healthy soil, what they really mean is biologically active soil. Soil aggregation, disease control, nutrient retention and chelation, and some chemical conversions are processes created by microorganisms living within the soil. Things such as macroorganisms, a bacteria and fungus, nematodes, the vast majority of which are beneficial, earthworms, and lots of various small insects. Nearly all of the soil food web begins with living plant roots and decaying organic matter. Therefore, the agricultural practice that we focus on for healthy soils center around more and diverse plant roots and preserving organic matter. Conservation tillage is defined as any system that leaves 30% or more of the crop residue on the soil surface. This protects the soil from raindrop impacts and reduces erosion. Less tillage also means more soil aggregation and water infiltration. Crop rotation can be somewhat of a diversity within the soil, but is largely for reducing soil-borne diseases. Lots of research has shown that only one continuous crop will lead to reduced yields. And of course, cover crops not only protect the soil, but give it a constant diversity to the soil that can suppress weeds and attract beneficial insects. Another practice that is being studied more is the inclusion of livestock within crop rotation. Livestock can add organic matter, process crop nutrients, and utilize forage crops, all for an economic benefit. But how do we know if the practices we have implemented will create a healthy soil? Well, that's hard to say. There have been a few tests created to help classify the health of a soil, but mostly these look at specific conditions in an attempt to define a whole. Honestly, most soil health tests don't tell us much because of the constantly changing nature of soils. But we do, however, know how to make soils healthier. If you are interested in improving soil health, and all the while diversifying your farm operation and reducing chemical inputs, please join us at the Soil Health Conference, Building Soil for Profit. It'll be on February 8th at the McCune Community Center from 8:30 to 2:30. The program is free and sponsored by Sustainable Ag Research and Education and the Kansas Alliance for Wildlife and Streams. If you have any questions or want to register for this program, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.